I think that for me, running is really a joyful experience, and it always has been. I suppose running and faith have been in tandem a very big part of my life from quite a young age, and I suppose I've only become, you know, more reflective on this more recently, I suppose in the last 3 or 4 years, and I've become more in gratitude for the gift of running and for how it was passed down to me from my dad originally when I was, you know, 9 or 10 years of age, and appreciating that gift, that it really is a gift. It's a gift from God, and just the actual reality of being in thanksgiving for the gift and then relating it to how I'm actually living my life. And I suppose in a spirituality sense, it's the sense of connecting with God in that time of running. So it's allowing my spirit to enter into the movements of literally running and being aware of my body, coming into that gentle space where I can listen and observe and notice God's presence really in nature, in the world around us, because that's what we believe in as Christians, that God is present in all things.
And what is it that's so special about running? Because, I mean, surely you could have had those feelings even just sitting at your desk or going for a walk. And a lot of people link walking to meditation as well. Why is it for you that the running is such a profound meditation?
I think for me that actually the running is a fruit of my prayer that I have, or my prayer life, I suppose. So I will be engaged in the practice of prayer in a community that I'm part of, the Emmanuel community, and I would have regular periods of Eucharistic adoration each day. And what I feel with running is that running is a continuation of my formal prayer, if you like. So that I really feel that I encounter God's presence in nature and in the world, that I'm bringing that sense of encounter that I've really experienced in the Lord, truly present in the Eucharist, for example, out into the world, into my sense of being, into my sense of encounter, my sense of openness to God's divine plan and his providential plan for my own life. So I think that, of course, I reflect and deeply meditate on my relationship with God in a formal devotional setting, and or in an encounter with God in prayer, for example, in prayer groups or in daily mass. But running adds a new dimension. It really helps me to be more attuned to his presence in the world and in my life specifically. It also allows me to notice where he might be speaking to me, particularly in the aspects of my life. So it allows me to have that time to dwell on the depth of his love, the depth of his unconditional love. And also it comes to help me to deal practically with, for example, my mental health. So, for example, like I would have struggles, and sometimes I would not be feeling very positive. And, you know, going out running really is a great release and a great sense of opportunity for me to dialogue with God in some ways when even I might find it difficult in my prayer space to do it in my normal prayer space. Maybe, for example, I might be frustrated, or I might not be able to settle myself to converse with God in the sense of maybe, for example, trying to address a specific problem or struggle that I'm having. But in running, I suppose my world, if you like, is enlightened, because for example, I would have suffered with depression, and I suffer with depression, and it helps me to deal with that, to come to a conscious reality of God's peace and his strong desire to give me the gift of his unconditional love, which really regulates my mood, if you like, and helps me to come into that place of acceptance, of accepting myself as who I am, and accepting God's abundant, unconditional love for me.
You talk there about running and the link between running and positive mental health. That's a link that a lot of people have been exploring of late. But for you, it's going deeper. It's almost like a mystical experience as well.
Certainly, it's a deep spiritual experience for me, and I'm very delighted, in fact, that, you know, that it is become a more of a conversational issue now, and that celebrities and that many people in Irish society are engaging with the topic of positive mental health, because it's very important for us. For me, I suppose, at a deeper level, it has always related to that deep concern that God has for me, and that sense of abandonment to the Lord in my life. I would notice, all right, the various practices that are ongoing for people for dealing with mental health issues, and it is very positive. But in my work of evangelization, I would notice an opportunity to really give witness to my faith and the joy of my faith, and how my faith and my practice of running would help me to realize and accept God's love, and that this is an invitation that is for everybody. So it's a sense of really encountering God in all things, and that the peace that can be had from participating in physical activity, that peace can also transcend into a deep spiritual consciousness and awareness of God's presence and God's love in one's life. And I think that it's something that's often not discussed enough, but the connection of faith and sport and the practice of sport and the relationship with God in all of that involvement and encounter, that many people find a deep connection with God through participation in sport, and would use both sport and their spiritual life to ground them in that sense of deep awareness of God's love and a sense of realizing that he has a plan for their lives.
And I mean, some people listening now might say, well, it's well and good for you to have this connection. You're obviously trained, you're able to run. You know, for somebody who maybe hasn't run in years, they're thinking, the last thing I would feel if I ran was some kind of connection. I might just feel like I wanted to keel over. So for somebody listening, how might they start? How might they get this connection?
Sure. Well, I think the connection, for example, Miriam, is not just relevant to running. It's very much across the sphere of activity that we might partake in. I noticed there is a recent article in a newspaper there, in a fitness supplement, you know, relating mindfulness to walking. You know, mindfulness is something that is a very catchy word in our current, conversations and so on. That sense of, you know, coming to awareness of oneself and coming to the peace and living that in physical activity and in your daily life. But I think there is an opportunity to engage certainly in the various activities, simple activities, walking, running, jogging, any sport. And it's a sense of movement. It's a sense of engaging with the movement of oneself, the sense of awareness of God's presence in nature and in the world around us. And in the simple things, we're in a very pressurized environment in terms of the society that we live in. Pressure, I think, on people to always engaged and not taking time to take time to reflect even. So I think that when we can take a step back and really encounter God's presence in the simple activities of our lives, be it even taking like a 10-minute brisk walk or gentle walk, that sense of just stopping and noticing and being still. Because what I encounter through my running, you know, can certainly be encountered in the gentle movement of oneself and being aware of God's presence, the fact that mysterious but wonderful presence, the God who loves us abundantly, really wants to engage with us and wants to speak to our hearts. I notice how, you know, I can connect in the silence of my heart, and how God is speaking to me in that, and I'm very grateful for it.